Today in Georgia Ag News from the Southeast AgNet, well, as some Georgia cotton farmers may still have their minds focused on the 2009 crop, it's already time to start looking ahead to what 2010 has in store. And just one of the many decisions to be made is the seed variety, a decision that may come with a bit more research this year due to the departure of 555. And when asking the question for an effective replacement...
Well, that's a big question. I don't know that we yet can answer that we have something that can effectively replace it.
That's Scott Brown, Colquitt County Extension Coordinator, who says, however, there are a number of niche varieties available to the grower.
These varieties have specific fits more than a generalized fit, as we saw with 555. 555 strength was its versatility to be planted in many different environments, soil types, ranges of planting dates, and still be able to perform. But we don't have enough data with any of the new stuff yet to say that anything matches that, but we do have enough data to say that we see some very specific niches that a lot of these varieties can go into that will give us equal, if not better performance than 555, both on yield and certainly fiber quality.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.